Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from Gloria EA. Gloria EA asks, how do you solicit a product-only prospect? For example, they're asking about it. How do you maintain control? So I'm not 100% what you're asking here, but I think, you know, how do I maintain control about a product? I mean, a product is, I'm gonna ask them questions around the benefits of my product, obviously. There are a few keys to being good at bringing on customers, and I assume that's what you're talking about. Talking about product is infinitely more natural than talking about making money for most people. If you have a background of being, a successful business owner or someone who is just known as an entrepreneur, then it's probably fairly easy and natural for you to talk about making money. But most people, that isn't easy for them to talk about, and some, it's very taboo to talk about it. So product should be a lot easier for you to talk about. The key, there are a few keys though. Number one, you should have some type of testimonial for the product. So if it's a, health and wellness product, then you should have some kind of, testimonial that, hey, it gave me more energy, or I lost weight, or whatever. If it's a service like travel, you should be able to show pictures from your vacation. You should have some kind of personal testimonial about the product. Number two, you should know some stories of other people that you can lean on that are great testimonials about the product. And from there, it's really asking more questions than it is going on and on and on and on about your, the benefits or the details of your product. And it is always managing the energy. So you just need to, pay attention to the prospect. And, if you're doing most of the talking, then you're not doing a great job, I assure you. So you'll find that every sales trainer that I've ever met that's worth their salt will teach you how to ask more questions. And so, if you ever, I got to see and spend a little bit of time with a gentleman named Jordan Belfort, who's the Wolf of Wall Street, was that movie and book was based on. And if you've seen the movie, in the movie he says, sell me this pen. Okay, so if someone said to you, sell me this pen, what would you say to them? And his answer, at least, is the response, if someone says, sell me this pen, you ask them, how long have you been in the market for a pen? See, most people, if you said, sell me this thing, they'll start rattling off benefits and, ingredients and, all kinds of, features and all kinds of different things. But the reality is, it's just ask better questions. If you want to close more sales, learn to ask better questions, and you are definitely on your way. So hopefully that helps you out, Gloria, and hopefully that's on track with what you were wanting to ask me. Hope you got benefit from that. And by the way, if you want to locate more people to talk to about your opportunity, feel free to visit rayhigdon.com. You can enter your name and email and get my 29 sources of leads on audio for absolutely free. That's over at rayhigdon.com. So hope you got value from this, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye for now.